It's Friday, May 6th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland wants to do more than just put a bandage on the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people that she says has been decades in the making. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
Haaland announced yesterday the members of a commission that will craft recommendations on how the federal government can better tackle unsolved cases in which Native Americans and Alaska Natives have gone missing or have been killed. Haaland blamed the disproportionately high number of such cases on a lack of urgency and coordination. The commission is expected to hold public hearings and gather testimony over the coming months. Meanwhile, some tribes and states, including New Mexico, have created their own response plans to address the problem. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
Starting in the fall, Western Nevada College is planning on launching a new fire science technology program. Students will learn about topics like basic wildland firefighting, hazardous material chemistry, and fire behavior and combustion. The school's goal is to provide an educational resource for current firefighters and prepare entry-level candidates by giving them an associate's degree at the end of their education. Graduates can then go on to the Capital City Regional Fire Academy, which is a 12-week training program. The school also says the courses will work in tandem with their paramedics program. The Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education recently approved the program, which now requires final approval by NSHE, who, as a note of disclosure, owns the license to this station. After passage of major infrastructure funding, the Biden administration is now on tour. The Deputy Secretary of the Interior, Tommy Baudreau, visited New Mexico, highlighting the funds allocated for drought resilience. Emma Gibson from the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The law includes about $8 billion for water resilience programs that can safeguard water supplies and rebuild infrastructure. On the edge of a wasteway project that routes agricultural runoff back to the Rio Grande, Deputy Secretary Baudreau discussed the impact the law could have nationwide.
Well, we're talking in the context of, you know, the infrastructure law and billions of dollars. What this proves is the impact that investments in local communities can make for thousands and thousands of people.
Representative Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico joined him. She says a couple water bills will soon be introduced into Congress, including a National Water Data Act. Her office says it could centralize and make that data public. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
California is preparing for a world without Roe versus Wade. Governor Gavin Newsom has vowed to make the state a sanctuary for women seeking abortions in states where the procedure might be outlawed. Planned Parenthood Marmonte is renovating and building new facilities to increase its capacity. Access Reproductive Justice is a nonprofit that helps women with the logistics of abortions. The group has raised $25,000 since Monday. That's when a draft ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court was published, indicating the court would end federal abortion protections. The group has also seen an influx of people asking to volunteer. And a California measure that would allow children ages 12 and up to be vaccinated without their parents' consent, including against the coronavirus, has cleared its first legislative committee. If the proposal becomes law, California would allow the youngest people of any state to be vaccinated without parental permission. Minors aged 12 to 17 in California currently cannot be vaccinated without permission from their parents or guardians unless the vaccine is to prevent a sexually transmitted disease. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener's proposal is perhaps the most contentious measure remaining from lawmakers' once ambitious agenda after several other proposals lost momentum as the winter pandemic was eased. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.